Tomorrow, anti-abortion advocates will gather at Philadelphia's Laurel Hill Cemetery at an unmarked grave, the burial place of the victims of disgraced abortion doctor Kermit Gosnell. Anti-abortion groups have tried to erect a headstone at the site and to purchase the doctor's former clinic in West Philadelphia, so far with no success. For WHYY reporter Jen Kinney, visited both sites and spoke to people who want this history memorialized.
At first, John and Lloyda McKeever had a hard time finding the grave site. Take a left at the entrance to Laurel Hill Cemetery, then another left down a hill, employees told the couple.
Teddy bears. You'll see teddy bears there.
And sure enough, that's what they found. An unmarked grave, a dying patch of grass piled high with soggy stuffed animals. To the McKeevers, who live in Abington and work in nursing, this wasn't enough.
We bought a little angel and put a little plaque on it, and we came, and the plaque was taken off. In the plaque, it did say, what did we write?
In memory of the babies lost at 3801 Lancaster Avenue.
Kermit Gosnell operated an abortion clinic at 38th and Lancaster in West Philadelphia for almost 40 years, until a 2010 raid uncovered practices that were unsafe, unsanitary, and illegal. Cats roamed the clinic, blood splattered the floor, and infant body parts were found in refrigerators and cabinets. Gosnell was sentenced to life in prison for botched and illegal abortion procedures and for the death of a woman in his care. Ever since, anti-abortion groups have tried to place a headstone for his victims at Laurel Hill Cemetery, where the city buried the unclaimed remains.
We don't want the word Gosnell on there. We don't want to make it a pro-life political thing like this is what happens in abortion. No. It's about 47 remains of babies, and that's it.
But Laurel Hill and the city have denied their request, saying the grave must be treated like any other owned by the medical examiner's office, unmarked. So the McKeevers asked if they could purchase a burial plot nearby and erect a headstone there. Laurel Hill said no. Here's Nancy Goldenberg, the cemetery's president and CEO.
We're a cemetery, and our mission is to have monuments on graves with people buried in them. And they told us they were not burying anybody there.
So this weekend, in lieu of a permanent memorial, the McKeevers and fellow anti-abortion advocates will gather at the damp pile of teddy bears for a prayer service. It's the 7th annual National Day of Remembrance for Aborted Children. Father Frank Pavone, who directs the national organization Priests for Life, will give a blessing. Still, John says it's a spiritual, not a political event.
It's weird. Like, you want people to see it, but at the same time, it could easily become a big, huge propaganda circus, and we don't want to make that. It doesn't have to be political. It doesn't have to be over the top. But just so people know it's here.
How to memorialize Gosnell's victims, both here and at the site of his former clinic, remains a thorny question. Gosnell operated out of a large house at the corner of 38th Street and Lancaster Avenue, now part of a gentrifying stretch of Powelton Village. The house is crumbling, but Gosnell's name is still affixed to a sign on the front entrance.
Every day, for 7 years I've passed this house, this clinic.
Gail Floyd lives two blocks away. She knows women who went to Gosnell and bear permanent scars. She hates having to see the building, but she doesn't want its history erased.
Not a store, not a housing. You don't want to live here. You don't want to sleep here. That's an eerie feeling, being somewhere where you know that there were babies that were killed in there. Not aborted, killed. And he hurt the women in the after effect.
At the same time, she doesn't want the site to make a political statement. She's for abortion rights. Women went to Gosnell, Floyd says, because they didn't have other options.
I'm not against women doing what they want with their bodies. I'm just against a person who takes advantage of that.
After Gosnell's arrest, a religiously affiliated pregnancy counseling center that does not refer clients for abortions opened up next door. That center, Alpha Care, has expressed interest in purchasing Gosnell's old house. It's part of a nationwide strategy by similar groups to buy former abortion clinics. The McKeevers have fundraised towards that goal, and they want to see the property become housing and support for mothers who have recently given birth.
Because what else can we put there? You know, we can't forget what happened either. I don't think that those babies or the lady that died there should be forgotten.
The former clinic is now owned by the city because of $56,000 owed in back taxes. It's been listed for sheriff sale 3 times, but never auctioned. The city says it's still assessing other options for the site. Now it's listed again for October 16th, but it's unclear if that auction will take place. For WHYY, Jen Kinney.